Now, if the world is to exist for 6,000 years after that, well, if you take 4,004 and you add 6,000 years to it, then as it turns out, the world was supposed to end. This is the 21st century. The world was supposed to end some years ago, back in the late 1990s. In fact, there were some furor among people who were fundamentalists who thought that the world would last 6,000 years and that it had been created in the year 4,004. Some people thought, in fact, the world was soon to reach its end. That kind of teaching goes back all the way to Barnabas, who thought that the commandment about Sabbath was not a commandment about taking a day off. It was an indication of how long the world would last before it ended. So, kosher food laws, the Sabbath law, are meant symbolically. So too was the law of circumcision. Barnabas insists that the law of circumcision, in which Jews are required to cut off the foreskin from the penis of their baby boys, was in fact not a requirement of mutilation, that instead, according to Barnabas, the law of circumcision was a prediction of the coming crucifixion of Jesus. How does he get to that? Well, it's a very interesting explanation that he has. Barnabas maintains that the father of the Jews, Abraham, was the first to receive the law of circumcision. And he notes how, in fact, he received this law of circumcision. It was in the book of Genesis when Abraham was going out to rescue his nephew Lot, who had been taken captive by some other kings. And he's taking an army of his own servants with him. And we're told that he took 318 servants with him. These 318 servants were circumcised by Abraham in preparation for their battle. 318 is an interesting number for Barnabas. He applies a symbolic way of interpreting numbers from the Bible. This is a method of interpretation that is called gematria. Gematria is a system of interpretation in which one understands words and numbers in Scripture. In the ancient Hebrew writings, as in ancient Greek and in most ancient languages, there was not a separate system used to indicate numerals from the alphabet. In fact, the alphabet and numerals used the same signs. The letters of the alphabet substituted for numerals, so that, for example, in Greek, alpha is 1, beta is 2, gamma is 3, until you get up to the 10th letter, iota, and after iota, the 11th letter is kappa, that becomes 20. Lambda then is 30, 40, 50, until you get up to 90, and then they go on by hundreds. That means that any letter, any word written in Greek, has letters that it could also function as numbers, which means every word has a numerical value to it. Likewise, every number can be a group of letters. Barnabas is struck by the fact that the first instance of circumcision, Abraham circumcises 318 servants. He notes that when one spells out the number 318 in Greek, the way it is spelled out is first with the letter tau, which looks like our T, which in fact looks like a cross. 18, that's the number for 300. The number for 18 is an iota eta, which would be put into English as a J-E, which happened to be the first letters of the name Jesus. In other words, the circumcision of these servants, these 318, is not a demonstration of what literally happened. It's a foreshadowing of the cross, the tau, of Jesus, iota eta. By gematria, Barnabas tries to demonstrate that circumcision is a prediction of the coming crucifixion of the Savior of the world, Jesus. He ends this discussion in which he lays out this interpretation by saying he's never taught a better lesson to anyone in his life. And that may well be true. For Barnabas, Jews are not God's covenantal people by circumcising their babies, keeping Sabbath, keeping kosher. In fact, Jews have never been God's covenantal people. Why? Because of what happened when they were given God's covenant, God's agreement. When God gave the law to Moses, how did it work? God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, according to Barnabas. He's quoting the Old Testament.